I wanted you guys to hear the song. I'm sorry, the interview behind the song that inspired me to go into hospice. This is the man and the exact words that inspired me to immediately check it out. He didn't say a word about hospice, but his words moved me so much that I had to do it. So I would like you to listen to this and appreciate it. This is an interview of Kid Rock saying some very moving words that I think are very moving. Here we go.
It's another night in hell, another child won't live to tell. Can you imagine what it's like to starve to death? And as we sit free and well, another soldier has to yell, tell my wife and children I love them in his last breath. Come on now, amen.
Amen came to be, I had a lot of conversations with Rick Rubin about where I should be musically, and you know, he really gave me a lot of nice compliments, which turned out to be a lot of pressure, which is like, look, your position with everything you've done to make the next great American rock record. He goes, oh, man, you've covered, you know, I'm Kid Rock, I like to party, and, you know, I'm a badass. He goes, you've covered that, all right? No more. He's like, you don't need to say your name in every song. We know who you are. He's kind of jabbing at me a little bit. I go, I know, I get it. He goes, I know you're much more intelligent than the songs you've been writing. He goes, write something relevant. He goes, you still live in the middle of the country. You're here, you got your finger on the pulse. He goes, write that out. And I'm kind of like, all right, I'll show Rick, you know, whatever. Who's this guy I think he is? I'm Mr. Big Producer. I'll show him. So I went to a friend's house and I just sat. It was actually Malibu looking off a bluff. And I just started to think, what's the most powerful words in the human language? I started to think, hello, ciao, you know, maybe it's this. And I thought, amen. Like, in some weird sense, I got to think that that's up there, that this word is just so powerful and so big. And then I wanted to put something as powerful and as big with it from my experiences, from where I come from and what I see going on in my country and hopefully in the world. When I wrote the first line of the song, I was like, because a lot of the other lines in the song, I just had scattered lines. I just started writing thoughts. And then I kind of pieced it together like a puzzle. But the opening was just, you know, it's another night in hell, another child won't live to tell. Can you imagine what it's like to starve to death? It's like, let's start there. Wow. No, I can't imagine that. Man, I'm lucky. I got a refrigerator full of food. Grocery store down the block I can buy it out of. You know, it just takes it from there and then goes through and touches on so many different things. But then at the end, I think it comes back to, you know, somewhere you got a brother, sister, friend, grandmother, niece, or nephew just dying to be with you. You know, there's somebody out there who wants to be with you right now, who loves you. And just build it up there at the end of good things that are going on. Of someone, you know, talking with an elderly person or, you know, helping somebody on the street, carrying somebody's groceries, helping them change a tire, just this little simple things, letting them out when there's traffic. You know, I'm going to let this person out because I know they might, whatever, just the simple things. I just kind of saw it as just a celebration of life and helping other people. Amen is, makes more of a statement, I think, for the voices, especially in our country, that aren't being heard right now.
Another soldier has to yell, tell my wife and children I love them in his last breath. Come on now.
I think in a sense that's a lot around everywhere in the world. You have these crazy left-wing groups and these crazy right-wing groups, and nothing's getting done. All they're doing is creating roadblocks for one another. And as a result, the real people, the working people of this country are being misrepresented. And so this song tries not to point too many fingers. It just kind of says, this is what's going on. Step back and take a look at it.
Stop pointing fingers and take some blame. Pull your future away from the flame. Open up your mind and start to live.
And at the end of the day, you know, it really just sums up. It says, amen. You know, count your blessings. Realize what's important. And I just wanted to really say things that I know that are, you know, I still live in a small town in northern Michigan. And just when I moved out to Malibu and lived there for 3 months, I lost touch. I mean, it was amazing how much I just missed in like 3 or 4 months to what was really going on where I was from. Just the everyday problems of the people who work 40 hours a week, who work in the auto plants, or the people who have, you know, white collar jobs. So sometimes I think it's very tough for people that live in Hollywood or spend most of their time in New York City, in London, to really know what's going on. Amen. We're all saying it. And we're on stage clapping, singing, and everyone else starts singing and clapping. They start right from the first chorus, but, you know, you got full, like, beers in the air, spelling on people, hey, man. Like, it's just something, there's a realness about it, where it doesn't matter what you wore, you know, how you worship. But to me, people are really celebrating life and worshiping something higher and just celebrating love and all those great things. But they're doing it in their own way. This is who I am, and this is how I was raised. Can't deal with that. Suck on this.